Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb D, the Audio Daily Dose of Daf. This year where we talk a Daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way. We're looking at Yuma 54, talking about the idea of the stone, the Evan Shasiya, in the second base of Migdash. There was no more Aron, they had to hide it. One of the kings decided to hide it away because of the times he saw was happening. So there was the Evan Shasiya, the Dome of the Rock, which is still there nowadays in Jerusalem. Now it's under a Muslim mosque, but it is there supposedly, the Dome of the Rock. Obviously I've never been there. But why was it called Shasiya? The Gemara asks. The stone that was in the Holy of Holies from the days of early prophets, why was it called Evan Shasiya? Brisa taught, because from this stone the world was founded. Basically, the Gemara goes on to say that the world was coming from its center, and everything came about from it. And one opinion explains that Hashem, God, literally threw the stone into the sea, and the whole earth was founded from that stone. That's why it's called the foundation stone. Because that's what Hashem did, and He made the whole world come from it. The idea being, our Torah, our lifestyle, Hashem Himself is the rock. Hatzur Tamim Pa'alo, we say from Tehillim, from Tanakh, that Hashem is really the foundation. The Torah is really the foundation. Just as the Shasiya was the foundation stone, that was the epicenter of the second base of Migdash, and that's where the Aron was on top of in the first base of Migdash, and that's the whole center of the whole world. The whole center of our world should be our Torah, should be our Torah learning, should be Hashem and His mitzvahs and His lifestyle, as much as we can, following in the ways of Hashem, following in Hashem's footsteps, as much as we can. We should do so in order to be able to make a life full of Torah, life full of chesed, life full of mitzvahs. Just as the Shasiya was the foundation of the world, so too our foundation of our lifestyle, our whole main occupation, should be involved in Torah and a Torah lifestyle. Join us next time as we talk Yuma 55 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.